Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we're talking with Susan Lee, a career coach who helps high-performing women stop sacrificing themselves for success by creating sustainable operating systems for their work and life. Welcome, Susan. I am so grateful to have you join us here today. Before we really dive in, I would just love to hear more about your story. So can you tell us more about what you do and then how you found your way to this work?
Absolutely. And thank you again for having me here today, Becky. So my name is Susan Lee. I'm the founder of Hamis Lee LLC. I'm a career coach for high-performing women who want their success to feel as good on the inside as it looks on the outside. And I started this business as a way of serving my former self. I peaked really early in my career. I was a teacher by trade. And after that, I decided that the solution was to just keep setting more ambitious goals. And after I would achieve each goal, I would just find myself kind of in the same spot again of trying to answer, what do I want? And that's why I work with exclusively with women, specifically millennial women, where we can all resonate with the experience of growing up being told what to do and not asking ourselves or trusting our own instincts and asking ourselves, what do we really want? So I help them navigate that question while prioritizing their ideal lifestyle. So a simple way of thinking about it is, rather than helping women change jobs, I help them change the way they work. And in turn, they end up finding a job that is better suited for the lifestyle that they want and ultimately ending up making more money.
Amazing. And you said so many things that I could relate to, and I'm sure our listeners can too, but I don't know that I've ever heard anyone really capture that whole idea that we were always taught, like, to kind of meet other people's expectations and to please other people and never to think through what do we want. Because as you were talking, I can very much relate to being in my mid-20s and thinking, okay, I've checked off all the boxes. I've done everything I thought I was supposed to do. Now what? There has to be more than this. So I love how you have clarified that and that you help other women with this. If you look back at your business, what is one thing that you know now that you wish you had known when you started out?
To just pick one thing is tough. But if I have to pick one thing, it's I wish I would have known that things would take so much longer than I expected. Because as a high performer, you're used to operating fast and you're used to operating at 150% rather than 100%. And so I expected everything to move quickly. I thought that if I launched an offer, people would buy right away because I spent so much time on it and I was ready. So they must be ready. And the thing is, no matter how fast, how strategic, or even how much time you have, you will never move as quickly as you think. And because you're doing everything and there's so many things that you have to learn along the way, this sets a really unrealistic standard. And that is part of the reason why I feel like a lot of business owners, especially female solopreneurs, end up quitting, is because they're fed this narrative that you should be able to make 10K months in your first year if you just follow these five steps from a YouTube video, and just need a six-figure mindset. And if you don't do that, and if you do those things, you will reach those goals. And when you don't, you think, oh, this business thing must not be for me, so I'm going to go do something else. And it's really not true. It's just because those standards are highly unrealistic. And it's a combination of what we're told and fed from social media, from people who are just trying to sell us stuff, things that we don't need, and our own expectations of how we were able to operate as an employee versus how we can operate as a solopreneur doing all the things that we never had to even think about as an employee.
Yes. That, I mean, I think that answers perfect. And I think you got it exactly right. I see far too many women give up on themselves and their business because they think it should be coming along faster than it is. And that's kind of the lie that we're sold online, is that it should be easy and it should come quickly. And that just has not been my experience. And I don't know anyone who's actually had that experience. Everyone that I see where it looks like it was an overnight success, if you look behind the scenes, they've actually been working on things for quite a while. And we just didn't see all of that work they put into it.
There is that joke of someone being a 10-year overnight success. And you hear it from even artists and like celebrities who said, yeah, it took like a decade to get here, but it looks to you like it's an overnight success because you discovered me for the first time.
Yes, exactly. Such a good reminder. Okay, so also looking at your business, what is the best lesson or piece of advice that you have received as a business owner?
I learned that no one knows what they are doing. And even though we're told that, like, it's okay to be messy. No one knows what they're doing. It wasn't until I saw under the hood of businesses that I viewed as a gold standard, once I connected with those business owners and we built a relationship, and then I was like, hey, like, how are things going? Like, how are things going really? And they're like, it's a mess. Like, those are their words. It's a mess. And they would explain like what feels like a mess. And this really taught me that business is a mental game. Like, it's really about building up the tolerance for those messy periods, those periods where it feels like you're not getting a client, like it's just crickets, right? It's really, truly a mental game. And I feel that as long as you stick around and you stick around long enough, you'll start to see results, right? It goes back to what we were talking about earlier, is like, how fast do you expect yourself to get to whatever that goal is? And that's, again, like, it's just a trap. So you have to remind yourself that this is a marathon, a very, very long marathon. One of the metaphors I like to use is, think of your business as a literal baby. At the moment, a fairly new mom. My daughter is going to turn 15 months soon. And that first year, they can't do anything. Like, they can't do absolutely anything, right? And so I think you have to think of your business that way too. Like, all your business will do is take from you. And you have to, and it will challenge you in every kind of way. But yeah, I mean, when don't expect your business to go to Harvard in the first year. Like, your business is going to just eat shit and sleep. That's all it's going to be doing.
Yeah, I think that is such a helpful way of looking at it, because I know a lot of our audience, we are moms. And so we've been through that experience where those early years are work. It's just work and work, especially that first year. When, you know, I remember, I guess I was surprised with my first, like the first few months, it's like you don't really get anything back. There's nothing. And then when they start to be a little more interactive and there's more of a personality, that's a little more fun and that's a little bit easier. So I think that's a really beautiful way for us to remember this, and that if it feels like it's all work at the start, that's okay. We're not doing anything wrong.
That's yeah. And even the, I'm sure every mom can relate to that feeling of, I feel like I don't know what I'm doing and I'm the only one. And then when you talk to another mom, you're like, everyone, like no one knows what they're doing. So again, like entrepreneurs, we all think that like, oh, that person, it looks like they're doing so well and their business is everywhere, but it's really, no, everyone feels like they're a mess.
Yes. I love that so much. I remember when my kids were younger, I saw an interview once with an actress who was saying that, you know, she will tell her daughter, I don't know what I'm doing. I've never been a mom to a 10-year-old girl before, whatever stage you're in. I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. And so I have definitely used that for myself as a parent. You know, as we get into the teen years, be like, I've never done this before. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm figuring it out. But the same thing is true with your business. Even if you have had some success, like each new level that you get to or each new idea that you try to implement, that you've never done it before. So give yourself a little grace. Okay. So if someone is listening right now and they are feeling frustrated in their business or overwhelmed or stuck, what is some advice that you would give to them?
If you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed or frustrated with your business, I would first get really clear and be really honest with yourself of why you're feeling that way. The trap that I fell into over and over again was setting those really unrealistic expectations. And I had this moment where I had to finally ask myself, like, why do I need to make 10K months? Like, are we like, do yeah. we do it, you know, because we weren't using my business income to survive at the time. And so I think it was just this reflex of like, I need to make as much as I did from my previous salary, or I need to make 10K months. Is it though, or are you trying to prove to yourself and to others that you made the right choice of leaving your lucrative job to try out this new thing?
Very good question.
So I would say another thing is, oftentimes we are told as high performers that we are overthinking it or we're being perfectionists, and that's the reason why we're stuck. I don't think that's true. I'm actually very much against that. I don't think there's anything wrong with being a perfectionist or an overthinker, because you're successful because of those things. Right? You've gotten to where you are because of those things. And not saying those things were always healthy, but they were tools that got you here. So the real reason why you're feeling stuck, it's usually in one of three things. It's either a lack of self-trust / confidence. And that's only something that you gain after making lots of decisions over and over and over again as a business owner. The other thing could be this proving pattern of feeling like your output is measured by, I'm sorry, your productivity and your worth is measured by your output, and your output is measured by how many hours of work did you put in. And in business, it does not translate that way. As an employee, the however many hours you work is how much you get paid. But in business, it doesn't work that way. And then the third is what I call an inheritance pattern. Unfortunately, not inheritance monetarily, but inheritance meaning the beliefs that we carry over from childhood is what we do as a default as adults, unless there's professional intervention like therapy. So if we think that success means making a certain amount of money or winning certain awards, we're not going to be able to change that belief unless we address like where that actually came from, and if that's really truly what we believe and if that serves us. So it's really digging into like which one of those three areas is this, are these feelings coming from? And I'd say if someone just tries to gloss over that, like, oh, you're just overthinking or you're being a perfectionist, I'll just say it. I just think that that's a lazy excuse from people who just don't understand the way that you think.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I think that was really helpful. I love the idea of really questioning where these feelings are coming from and taking the time to dig deeper. Because I know when I've spoken with a lot of women in business, when they're feeling that way, they just want a quick solution. And oftentimes, even if we find something and we take action on that, we're still going to have those feelings underneath, mm-hmm. and that overwhelm and that feeling of being stuck or frustrated is going to come up again, most likely mm-hmm. pretty quickly. So I think that's brilliant advice. So I want to be mindful of everyone's time. But I know there are going to be some people who are listening and thinking, okay, I want to connect with Susan. I want to learn more. So how can listeners connect with you beyond this interview?
The easiest way to connect with me is on LinkedIn. So you'll find a link to my website and my personal growth newsletter for high performers. So if anything I said today resonated, and then you'll love this newsletter because it's an extension of what I coach, but it's free.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And we will have all of your links right next to this recording, so it's easy for everyone to find. And I just want to thank you again. Thank you so much, Susan, for joining us today.
Thank you, Becky. And take care of yourself, everyone.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast. I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you, your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.